From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Armenian President Serge Sarkisian has thanked the world leaders who attended a memorial service for the victims of a mass killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks 100 years ago. Speaking under cloudy skies at the site of Armenia's permanent memorial to the victims slaughtered during World War I, Mr. Sarkisian said the presence of such leaders as the presidents of France, Russia, Serbia, and the Greek-ruled part of Cyprus confirmed their commitment to human values by saying nothing is forgotten. French President François Hollande said France, which is home to a sizable Armenian community, will never forget the loss of the Armenians killed by Turks who believe the Armenians might side with the enemy, Russia, during the war. European Union leaders have pledged to triple funding for a search and rescue operation for migrants in the Mediterranean and crack down on traffickers. Lisa Bryant reports.
The European leaders agreed to a four-point plan to tackle the Mediterranean migration crisis, including capturing and destroying smugglers' boats and sharply increasing funding for the Mediterranean search and rescue mission known as Triton. At a news conference after Thursday's summit, President of the European Council Donald Tusk of Poland said EU leaders agreed to curb illegal immigration, protect refugees, and encourage relocation of migrants from so-called frontline countries like Italy to other EU countries on a voluntary basis. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. military official said Thursday Iranian cargo ships, which may be carrying weapons for Houthi rebels in war-torn Yemen, are moving away from that country. The official speaking anonymously calls this a promising sign. He said, however, that the Pentagon will continue to watch the ships carefully. The White House has said it has seen evidence that Iran supplied arms to the Shiite Houthis in Yemen. The Pentagon has deployed a number of U.S. warships to Yemeni waters to ensure that key Gulf shipping channels stay open. Military officials deny the U.S. fleet is there to intercept Iranian ships. At the 60th anniversary of the Asian-African Conference in Indonesia, leaders strongly defended principles of self-determination against modern-day imperialism. VOA's Brian Padden reports.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo walked side by side with Chinese President Xi Jinping down Bandung's main street Friday. The leaders of Swaziland, Madagascar, Sierra Leone, East Timor, and Zimbabwe also joined in the ceremonial procession to commemorate the 1955 Asian-African Conference that gave a united voice to many countries that had recently gained independence from Western colonial powers. At a ceremony at the Merdeka Building Museum, where the first conference took place, President Widodo called on leaders from developing nations to renew their commitment to the Bandung principles established 60 years ago.
Mari kita keluarkan kembali semangat Bandung.
Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.
NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg is reporting a substantial Russian buildup of military hardware near the Ukraine border, including more than 1,000 pieces of heavy equipment, advanced weapon systems, tanks, and artillery. Speaking Thursday in Brussels, Stoltenberg also accused the Kremlin of providing pro-Russia separatists inside eastern Ukraine with advanced training, despite a ceasefire brokered 2 months ago by Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France. Stoltenberg said the buildup gives reason for great concern and would allow separatists to launch new military offensives with little advanced warning. Hundreds of protesters are marching through the streets of downtown Baltimore, demanding justice for a 25-year-old man who died in police custody earlier this week. Chanting "All night, all day, we want justice for Freddie Gray," the group on Thursday started from City Hall and Police Department headquarters before winding their way through several neighborhoods. Gray's death Sunday, a week after his arrest, has triggered daily protests. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.